This week, we've been reviewing the progress Wisconsin has made in reducing its Black male incarceration rate. It's the highest in the nation. WUWM aired a series about the issue 1 year ago. Many of the changes advocates are calling for would require state legislation. So today we're checking in with State Representative Rob Hutton of Brookfield. He's one of several lawmakers concerned about the numbers and looking for ways to reduce them. The Republican Assemblyman gave WUWM an update on how the issue is playing out in Madison.
As most things go in the state capitol, things tend to move slow, and sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's not a good thing. But I think what is encouraging about this whole issue is it's now a part of the discussion. And not only part of the discussion on the Democratic side of the aisle or the Republican side of the aisle, but within the legislature as a whole. And I think it's somewhat timely because this discussion has really ramped up on a national level as well as we've looked at our increasing population rates within our corrections facilities here in Wisconsin and around the country, and I think are just asking the questions, what have we really accomplished in terms of tough on crime legislation, issues that have led to safer communities, but have really in some ways exploded our prison population, and what are we doing about that?
We checked in earlier this week with Lois Quinn, a UWM researcher who co-authored the study that revealed the state's high Black male incarceration rate, and the Reverend Willie Briscoe of MICA. It's one of the groups that is part of a faith-based coalition hoping to reduce the numbers. They talked about a wide range of ways that they believe state government could get involved, from changing sentencing to creating jobs programs to drug treatment programs. At what point do you think the legislature has the best opportunity to jump in and make changes?
I'm encouraged that part of that discussion relative to incarceration is alternatives that we're looking at for those individuals that may not be best served behind bars, those individuals that we would be able to categorize as nonviolent offenders, those folks that are more of a potential harm to themselves than they are to society, and look at alternative means of dealing with those individuals to get them back up on their feet. We looked at legislation last session for TAD, diversion programs to incarceration. I think we'll see more of that discussion and more willingness as we've seen success in those areas to expand the TAD program and funding correspondingly, because I think we can look at a piece of the prison population that you could argue isn't being well served behind bars, that we could provide alternative means for community support, whether those are individuals dealing with drug abuse, mental illness, those type of things, that, again, we have alternatives to that either through the faith-based community or through social programs that have had great success in getting those people back up on their feet, reassimilating them back into society. And so because we've had some success there, we'll see, I think, some momentum to see some of that continue and expand. And I think those are viable options that we should be exploring, not only for our city population and Black incarceration, but our prison population as a whole.
We've been hearing a lot this week about Republican legislative leaders and their agenda heading into the next session, and also Governor Walker's agenda and how it might dovetail with a potential presidential bid. Do you see those two parties being interested in supporting legislation that could reduce the African-American male incarceration rate?
Sure. Well, I can't speak on behalf of Governor Walker, but I do know we, along with him, want a more effective government that is serving the state as a whole better. I think the unique part about this issue of corrections reform is it is a very much of a nonpartisan issue. And the reason it is because if you want to talk about it from the fiscal side, it continues to consume more and more of our state budget. I think you have to look at that and say, is that a good thing? On the other side, from a community perspective, from a human perspective, if you want to put it in those terms, we know there are alternatives that are working right now across the country that have been very, very effective in not just reducing our fiscal impact within our corrections department, but also dramatically resulting in safer communities. And I know with his administration and the current leaders within the Assembly and the Senate, there's a lot of openness to looking at this whole area of corrections reform. And that, to me alone, will lead, I think, to a lot of vetting of ideas that I think will put Wisconsin on the map in terms of those reforms. And that, to me, gives me a lot of encouragement going into the next session.